by internet media providers. Makers of X-Cable watch almost any television station in the world, including programs on demand with X-Cable. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth Session. I am so excited to be on this message today with you. I really am. It's the month of February. Love is supposed to be in the air. Come on, how many people we have out there celebrating that V-Day? But I am on here. Actually, today's Pure Truth Session is going to be about the pure truth of notifications, right? What does it mean to get notified? What is a notification? And what are notifications doing to and for us, right? And what are they taking away? Let's talk about it. But before that, come on, let's notify heaven. Let's notify the earth that we serve the best and the most amazing King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. So we lift up his name now in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity to talk, to share, to speak, to be with you, to gather with you, to call on your strength, to say your name, to remember the things that you have brought us through, to look at you, God, and just to listen, to listen and to hear and to be filled with hope and joy. So thank you, God, for being our strength. Thank you for making ways out of no ways. Thank you for being our promise keeper. Thank you for restoring hope. Thank you for reconciliation unto you and to others. Thank you for love. Love that's patient, is kind, love that endures. Thank you for building us up. Thank you that you begun a great work in us and you promised that you would finish it. So God, thank you for your promises. So today I pray that you would have your way on this message, that deliverance would take place even as you reveal pure truth, God. And I just ask that hearts that were hardened would get would turn back to you, Lord. People that are out of position with you, out of alignment, that they would get back in alignment. I pray for the hopeless to be restored in hope today. I pray for those that need a deliverance to receive it. And I pray that anybody listening to this message gets what they need. Most of all, that they believe in you, God, and that they experience you. So my prayer today is that you would experience the pure truth, which is the love of God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, guys. Okay, so listen. Oh, I just feel refreshed. I mean, okay, you know, this is pure truth. I'm Lady Ty the Great, Holy Hood. That means I'm myself. I'm not trying to give you a broadcast or a message no other way other than with the love of God. And loving God is me being able to love me for who I am. I know who God says I am. And I pray that every time you listen to a Pure Truth Session, you find out more about you, that you open your heart to God, and that you will ask him to search you, creating you a clean heart and renew the right spirit. So today's Pure Truth Session is on the word notification. Now, how many of us have cell phones, tablets, computers, all that, and you get these notifications that pop up? Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, whatever, different sounds for notifications. You can be in the middle of writing something, doing something, focusing on something, reading something, and choo-hoo, you get a notification. What does the notification do for you? It kind of stops you in your tracks, right? For you to check it out. So let's read the definition dictionary. Notification, the action of notifying someone or something, informing, telling, alerting, warning, information. Okay, cool. So let's look up also notify. Don't you love that? Notify. So we can get the both of the definitions. So, notify, to inform of something, typical or formal, right? To give notice or report. So we pretty much get the picture. We pretty know what notifications do. But today I want to say to you, it may be time for some of us to turn the notifications off, to edit how many things we have notifying us. A lot of times the notifications that we're getting from Facebook, Instagram are about somebody else's life. While you're busy trying to focus and do your God-given goal or purpose, right? I'm praying for you. Come on, push out that business. Write the book. Write the script. Come on, do the radio show. Come on, come on. Be the network. Hello? While you're focused on that, you get a notification on somebody else's life, on what they already completed and focused. So you stop what you're doing. And you, if this happens to you more than 20 times a day, do you realize how many minutes you're losing and looking at somebody else's life? So at the same time, look, I just got a notification right now. Jesus. At the same time, when notifications are great, notifications can be dangerous to your destiny. I'm so serious, because you have a purpose. You have a plan. You don't need more hours in a day. You just need focus. You need to prioritize, and you need to turn off those notifications. And so I just wanted to share that with you just so we can, because remember, on Pure Truth Sessions, we look at ways that we can better ourselves. One of our theme songs is, come on, Michael Jackson, The Man in the Mirror. We're going to make a change, and it's going to start with us. So I'm excited that I look at me and what I'm doing. And so this message came about because God was showing me how many distractions was coming my way. But they're only distractions because somewhere in my settings, I agreed to it. I allowed it. So what is it in your life that you have agreed to, that you have allowed? Come on, talk to me. What is it that you need to remove? Come on, what distraction? Because the distractions is doing its job. You know, like with an airplane system, the pilot does their job, the flight attendant does their job, you know, the groundsmen, the luggage people, everybody has a job. The security officer is not trying to fly the plane, right? Everybody does their job. So distractions do their job. Notifications do their job. Now, God is asking you, are you going to do your job? Are you going to focus even in the midst of the distractions? And so what I'm trying to say to you is, what's on your settings? What have you set up? Have you set yourself up to prioritize things and block out distractions? Or is your life currently set up to be distracted? So let's make a change today. That's just for you. Take your minute, take your time, think about what you need to do. Go in your computer sessions and say, okay, we're going to cut this off. Take some apps off your phone for maybe 2 hours out the day and work on what you're supposed to work to on. No more blaming anybody else. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray, super excited because God has given me a renewed strength. He's given me a push. And if some of you on here, anybody super religious, like, well, where's the scripture? What's going on? No, I am the scripture. I am the word being made manifest, right? Come on, because I am a disciple of Christ. So when I speak, my voice is going out, and the things in life that I've been through, I am living in love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It endures. So please know, when you come on a Pure Truth session, because I'm living the life that God has told me to live, this is the scripture being lived out. All right. So don't trip, but I could give you a scripture. I could find one for you. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. This whole show is a scripture. Even how I got here is a scripture. The RCR network together is a scripture. So I'm super excited for what God is doing. And I just want to let you guys know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Not even the notifications or the distractions. But we're not blaming anybody else. We're taking responsibility now, and we're taking time apart. And if you want to focus, if you want to remove procrastination out your way, and you want to get on point with what God has told you to do, or even if you want to find out what that thing is, if you don't know your niche, your purpose, or none of that yet, I want to encourage you to go to my YouTube channel. It's Lady Ty the Great. On my YouTube channel, I have a series called Operation Greater, and it will absolutely bless you. It was supernatural. It was given to me from God. And every time I do my own program, it's free, y'all. Every time I do my own, because freely I receive, so freely I give. Amen. Every time I do my own program, I produce something major. Have you ever heard of like people being afraid of success? I heard of that, but I didn't actually think that I was one of those people. So I kind of experienced that once I produced something that was so healthy and so from God. It's just like my own program kind of like it blows me away because it's so amazing. So I'm telling you that to say that you will be blessed. So please go through the Operation Greater, and I promise you, you will birth out your business, your book, whatever it is. And check out the YouTube channel because there's tons of free information, how to coupon, how to start your own business, how to create a podcast, how to start acting. I mean, God gives me these things and I want to share and I want to give it to you. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. Also, if you are available, May the 9th, 2020. That's right. May the 9th, 2020. Right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We are going to be doing something amazing. Well, I can't call it amazing. We are going to be doing a phenomenon. Okay, yes, I said a phenomenon. What does that mean? A fact or situation that is observed to exist or happen, especially one whose cause or explanation is in question. What does that mean? So God says, Ty, you are gathering. Yes. Not right now. Close the doors, please. Okay. Thank you, baby. So that was the babies asking for lemon cake. Not right now because we're in the middle of a radio show. Amen. Holy. So now here we go with this. So a fact or situation that is observed to exist or happen, right? What does that mean? It means an event that's about to happen that's about to be amazing, right? Especially one whose cause and explanation is in question. Now, my cause and explanation is definitely one that have been in question by many people. So we're not worried about that because God is the one who called me. And so he's proven it time and time again, even by blessing this radio show with over 6 million listeners. Come on, give it up for yourselves. Woo, 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 woo. Right? And so grateful for that. So shout out to each and every one of you, every city, every state, every nation that you're listening into. I love you. And if you want to go back and hear some more of these messages, you can check us out where all podcasts are available on Anchor FM, on Apple, on Google, on Stitcher, whatever, Spotify. Just look up Pure Truth Sessions. But what I'm saying to you is, where people may have doubted you, this is the season and the time where God is, I know, raising up a people. Remember I told you guys in 2017, 2018 that God was going to manifest his greater blessings. Then in 2019, I told you that God was going to this is the year of the DM. He's going to demonstrate the manifestation. And now here we are in 2020 where God says all will see, right? All will see my glory through you. People are going to see the vision that I had given you in your mind that you've been working on all those other years. You're like, well, when is it going to come to pass, God? When is it going to happen? And God is like, it's about to happen for you now, but everybody will see what I said about you. So if you are a person or a cause that was in question, if people like, what is going on with her? She's just flipping and tripping and she telling repent church. And then she like, what's going on? I'm obeying God. And in that obedience, you know, John the Baptist was obedience. He was hollering, repent, repent, you know, wearing what he was wearing, eating what he was eating. And they thought that that was crazy. So people don't get it. You know, when you are called, many are called, the chosen a few. So, you know what I'm saying? When you part of the chosen few, that's called, come on, all of that, like you all of that for God. It's okay. But this is the time now for the people who others may have counted out. I mean, I've been through some things in ministry, guys. I've been through some things in life. And, you know, life happens. And, yeah, I got, you know, healed, delivered, set free, wrote a book, Daddy Issues. It was wonderful. But then I found myself being in Christ and being hurt by ministry. People tease and make a joke about church hurt. But hurt is hurt and it's real. And if you hurt so bad that you want to hurt yourself, if you fall into a depression based off of the love that you do and don't receive from others, come on, this is a real issue. So God is concerned with the harvest. God is concerned with the body of Christ, and I'm concerned with you. This is why I do these Pure Truth Sessions. This is why I let my voice roar and speak, because people have to hear what I have to say. The people that are like me, the people that was once thriving and here and there and everywhere and full of life, but then that life got sucked out of them. The people that once believed but then became hopeless in the middle of their belief. Hello? So I'm talking to a group of people. It may not be you. If it is you, what's up? If it's not you, hey. But share the message with somebody this is for. But I just love God and I thank God for keeping me through times of darkness, through times when I was like, oh my goodness. You know, you ever want to quit and give up? You ever just, what's the song? Cheers. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah, and they were always glad you came. That used to be me. Like, I, you know, but I've been obedient to God. So I've moved from ministry to ministry, right? And some would say, oh, that's the ministry hopper, right? I'm a disciple. I'm called to the hood. I'm called to the dope boys, the strippers, the people that are forgotten. The church didn't come save me. I had a revelation of God in my home, in my sin. So I'm called to those people who the church have forgotten about, right? So don't forget who you forgot. I was forgotten about by the church while I was in church. And so God had to heal my heart again after the first healing. And now here we now have another set of healing. So I would say it appeared to me, according to the things that I know that I have to do in my greatness, that I was stagnant. And if anybody knows anything about being stagnant or feeling like you stuck, it doesn't feel good. And so I began to want to put away everything that I was doing before and maybe go ahead and do something else. But God would not allow me to put away a discipleship program called Master Life. God would not allow me to put away this pure truth session. I had to keep going and keep pushing because of who he called me to be. So I'm grateful to say that those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So I speak to you today from a new crushing. Come on. Hello, a new crushing. Do you understand what I'm saying? A new level. Yes, I am the branch. Jesus is the vine. I bared fruit for him. I thought the fruit was enough, but when I gave him some fruit, he cut me some more so it could multiply, so he could get more fruit. And I'm like, what else do you want? Because getting cut don't feel good. He cut and he pruned so he could get more fruit from that. And after that, I'm like, okay, God, that's it. You got the fruit. We lit. We good. And he was like, no, now I'm going I gotta crush you because I want wine. See, because fruit can mold. Fruit could be eaten and gone. But God is like, now I want wine from you. And wine is long lasting. Wine gets better at time. Wine ages. Come on, he said, here, I'm turning you into wine. So now I'm crushing you. So I went through getting cut and I thought that was too much. Remember, he said, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me, you can bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So while you're going through your process, you think everything is the enemy and whatever. You know, some things the enemy do. But still, you give God the glory. While you're going through your process, remember the olive to get the anointing. The tree got to be shaken. The olive got to be beaten, pressed, all of that stuff. Remember the diamond. Come on, remember gold when they have to keep going through the fire. This is greatness. My name is Lady Tata Great. What do I expect? So I want to ask you, what do you expect? And be careful who you click to and cling to when you're in low moments. Yes, in the low moments, you find out who's for you. But even in low moments, you don't pick low company. Always know who you are. And I'm not knocking nobody. What I'm saying to you is you know who you are. If you a queen, wear a crown. If you a king, wearing a crown. You know what I'm saying? Stay with God, because God has things set up. You hear me? If you never want to disobey God, if you do repent. But what I'm saying is God has this beautiful system set up for you that you won't get hurt. I mean, well, you get hurt, but I'm not like that. But you won't be unaligned if you keep his laws, if you keep his commands, if you keep what he told you. When I'm saying his laws, I'm saying whatever God told you to do. You know what he told you to do. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Keep yourself straight with God, and he got you. He got you, and then you can holler at him like, yo, God, what's really going on? And so I want to say to you, in those moments, I discovered and found out who was for me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of friends that you couldn't have paid me $1 million to tell me certain people wouldn't be in my life, because they was my friend like that. Like, we prayed in and out. It was lit. But when I was hungry, come on. So I thank God for revealing the truth, and it's all good because God graced me and I forgive them and I love them, and people are even coming back apologizing now, you know. But what I'm saying is, I went through a process what maybe some of the people would go through called the least of these. I know what it's like to be in a space that necessarily I didn't want to be in. But nevertheless, when you feel like you crushed, when you feel like, you know, all of those things that you feel like when you feel like it, just remember you in a process. And God is with you in that process. And it's not over. And so I just want to come on and encourage you that you about to be some wine, honey, and some new wineskin. So on May the 9th, 2020, that's what we're going to be preaching about, baby. Well, I don't want to say preaching, but it's going to be an event, an invitation to the harvest, right? So it's going to be amazing. I'm just in obedience to God. So Atlanta, Georgia, May the 9th. Go to my page, LadyTatterGreat.com, for info on that. But just know, you, if you in Africa, if you in New Zealand, wherever you are, Canada, come on to Atlanta, Georgia on May the 9th. It's the time. So just know that God is with you throughout all your seasons, and you got to hold on to him. Yeah, you may be tried and tested, but what do you need to do? Counter all joy. So I pray today that you would counter all joy, that you would understand that God is doing something phenomenal in your life. So phenomenal means what? Very remarkable, extraordinary, right? Here's some more words for you that'll just get you super excited. Exceptional, remarkable, outstanding, amazing, astounding, stunning, magnificent. These are the things God is doing for you. Wonderful, sensational, breathtaking, miraculous, incredible, okay? Unimaginable, uncommon, hello, unique. Listen here, rare, fantastic, fabulous, stupendous, hello, out of this world, terrific, tremendous, brilliant. How many, come on, you getting ready to see, right? You get ready to see the wondrous works of our God, an awesome working God, a stellar working God, a mind-blowing God, a mind-boggling God, a tremendous God. Yes, God, come on. So I'm excited because God is doing something phenomenal in your life. And if you are a phenomenal person, I want to encourage you to meet me at the Great Gathering, and it's going to be awesome. So the people that may have felt stuck and stagnant, or like, where am I, or why am I, or whatever, whoever these people are, those are the people that will be at this event. I know I'm one of those people, and God is going to move mightily. So today's word today is phenomenal, and God is going to put on a phenomenon, right? A situation that is going to be observed and is going to happen, especially one whose cause or explanation was in question. So he ain't joking when he says it's going to be a phenomenon, because they're going to be like, if I'm saying it wrong, listen, just get yourself together. It's Holy Hood Productions. I'm your girl, Lady Tyler Gray. It's part of my process. I'm gonna be greater one day. I'm gonna win the spelling bee one day. But for now, just want to encourage you, start the book, write the movie, get the vision, let go of things that you don't need, clean up your house, clean out your mind, clean out the clutter, and just obey God. Start with you. Come on. And if you're grieving the loss of someone, I'm praying for you right now. God promised us, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall receive comfort. If you up for the parole board, or you, somebody's in your family's about to get locked up or they're in jail, we're praying for them right now in the name of Jesus. I'm covering them and I'm speaking life to them. I'm praying just for peace. I'm praying for them to want to know God. And I thank you, God, that no weapon formed against anybody listening to this message shall prosper. I speak blessings over our children. I say our children are deliverers. They are peacemakers everywhere they go, that God will go before them. So I love you all so much. And I cannot believe the amount of noise that I'm hearing in this background as a distraction. They are yelling so loud. But that's a notification. So let me go notify them that we don't do that. We don't even yell that loud on a regular day, but God is good. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this station, this outlet, this everything that you're doing. God, go before us. We want to know Will we win? Shall we go? Like, you let us know before we go to the fight if we should go, right? And we pray that we even put our full armor on right now. So when I say the full armor of God, I mean the full armor of God. Come on, Ephesians chapter 6, the helmet of salvation. But before we put that helmet on, let's clear out our mind. Let's take captive every thought that is not like God right now in the name of Jesus. Every thought that would try to exalt itself higher. Higher than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, right? Everything in our mind, every thought in our mind has to bow to Jesus at the name of Jesus. If it's not a Christ-like thought, if God didn't say it, we rebuke all lies in the name of Jesus. We're not replaying tapes and records of what people said and what they did. We are putting on the helmet of salvation, on a clear mind, clean mind, a mind of peace, and the breastplate of righteousness. God, before we put on that breastplate, we are asking you, God, right now that you would create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit. So thank you, Father, for creating in us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit. And now we put the breastplate of righteousness on to cover up our cleaned heart, right? And search us, God. The sword of the spirit. Come on, we are grabbing the word of God. We know that the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. Any lie that you have heard, come on, find the truth. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the head and not the tail. Come on, you are above and not beneath. You are the apple of God's eye. What has God called you? He called you the beloved. A lot of us don't know what God has called us. So I want to encourage you to open up your Bible yourself. Get with God yourself. Have quiet time. Build a relationship with God yourself. That's what this Pure Truth session is here for you to build a relationship with God so you can get to know God. You don't need another sermon. Come on, you need to know who you are in God. Sure, people can preach all day, but they're getting a message from God. Why are you drinking the watered down lemonade when you can drink the straight lemonade from the Father himself? Yes, we use the listen to messages to get encouraged. I'm not knocking any of that. You're listening to this message, but I am pointing you back to Jesus. Be a follower of Jesus, who is a reconciliation. Come on. He is the ministry of reconciliation, love, and forgiveness. Come on. Many people preach messages about letting people go and this and that and whatever. Listen, be willing to trust God, right? But Jesus didn't let Judas go. Judas played his course out. Jesus didn't push nobody away. He told him, come and follow me. But in order to follow me, what do you have to do? What did he tell a rich young ruler? He told him, sell all your belongings, give stuff to the poor, come on, and then follow me. Hello? If you got plenty of something, make sure you're taking care of others. And that's what my message is, to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus. We got many churches, many different things. People are on the microphone saying Jesus. They collecting Cash App and PayPals and all of that, but they are not living Jesus. They are not preaching about the Great Commission. So the reason Pure Truth Session is on right now is to share with you that there is a Great Commission. There is something that we are to follow. And that's what God told us to follow. Jesus told us, come on, follow him. Come on, disciples, make disciples, multiply them, share, reconcile. Know that you're going to be persecuted, but heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. This is what we're supposed to be doing, guys. And if even when they came together in Acts chapter 2, verse 45, it talks about how they sold their properties and different things to make sure nobody amongst them have a need. So if you in a ministry, yes, I'm still praying. If you in a ministry, be sure that your leaders ain't got 5 and 6 and 8 cars and somebody in the congregation's water is off. Their electricity is off. No, that is incorrect. That is not the church of Acts. That is not the church of God. It is the church of man. So repent, church. That's what I'm here to say. It is time for the church to repent, for people to repent, and for us to get back to what we were supposed to be doing. We have caught the baton of Jesus, and now we need to take off running where he left off. How many of us need to go to these nations? Some people can't even hear this message. There's still places, nations that do not even haven't heard of Jesus yet. Why? It's blocked off by different religions. Come on, listen, we could talk about it. The Pure Truth Session, this is why we have to go out. What you think Paul was doing in Italy and all these different places? He was spreading the gospel. The gospel still needs to be spread. It's 2020 and we talking all this stuff, not just in the USA. United States is good. We got to go overseas, get your passport. We have to go in the danger zones, and you can't be scared because God is going full before us and he's sending us out. So do you say, send me, I'll go. So today I'm praying for you that you will put the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, sword of the spirit, shield of faith. that when arrows come your way, you won't just be getting hit. You will hold up your faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, not yet seen. Come on. When my bank account is looking how it's looking, when I don't have a vehicle, come on, will you believe that God said he got you at some point? The scripture tells us what? Those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Wait on him. Believe him. I'm telling you, he's going to do it. But be strengthened. So this message is a message of strength. And come on, the last two things, the belt of truth. You got to keep your loins. Come on. What does a belt do? Hold things up. In order for you to hold up, you got to stand in truth. And all we're talking about is the word, the word, the word. So this is why you need the word. You got to have the word for yourself. Open it up and God will begin to speak to you. So begin to like on your Bible, love on your Bible. You ain't got to read the King James Version. Calm down. Read the Message Version. Read the NIV Version. Whatever version you need to understand. And all that getting, get an understanding. God will speak to you. I'm telling you, I'm a witness. And the shoes fitted for the gospel. Let us be peacemakers everywhere we go. That's the full armor of God, y'all. So Father, in the name of Jesus, it is my prayer that I will begin to live in the armor, that I will begin to, when I say that, I mean that everywhere I go is going to be made peaceful. And I repent, God, for any place that I went that I wasn't at peace. So forgive me, Father, for being anything other than you. Allow your light to shine and have your way in my life, and all of the holy hooders on this line and all the pure truth session people. God, creating us a clean heart, renew the right spirit. We love you. We honor you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, y'all, check, check, and I'm out. Don't forget, LadyTyTheGreat.com. That's LadyTyTheGreat.com. Also, if we're not connected on Instagram, holla at me, LadyTyTheGreat. Yes, LadyTyTheGreat. And connect with me. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Get all the freebies and stuff that I'm giving away. And I'm so excited. But tune in to this show again, Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you beyond measure. I believe in the greater in you. Let's make a change in this world by changing us. The change we want to see, let it begin in us. Let's surrender to God. And if you're listening to this message and you do not have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, all you have to do right now is say, God, come into my heart. I repent for the wrong things that I've done or the messed up things that I've done. I want to know you. Help me with all that I have going on. Help me, please. In Jesus' name, amen. And that's is my friends. When Jesus came to visit me, he came right there. He was there. I had a visitation and I didn't call for him. I didn't say no prayer for him. I had been to the altar many different times and never felt different. But when he came to see about me personally, I knew it was him. So I pray for you right now that you would have an experience with God with never before, like never before. And know that it is a heart issue. So if you open your heart right where you are, nobody could tell you nothing different. I just want to welcome you to the kingdom. So we're praying for the lost, for the broken, for those that are mourning. And we're praying that the blind will see, that the deaf will hear, the sick will be healed, and those that will be captive will be set free. So it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love y'all so much. It's like I'll be saying bye and then we start praying again. So shout out to you, 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 and you. Again, this message is not for perfect people. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, Holy Hood. Check, check, and I'm out.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you wanna take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your season. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. guess the world doesn't know.
Even has begun
a great
work. Great work in you.
Is faithful to perform
it.
God is faithful to perform. Oh,
he that has begun
a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. To perform, God is faithful to perform. You ought to encourage somebody. Show your name.
He's faithful to perform.
God is faithful to perform. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is faithful.
Faithful
and great. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mothers and father's fathers planted seeds when we were but the faint notion of a dream in their mind. They hoped for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. So may your next step forward help us to connect the dots and see this picture. Greatness exceeding abundantly, more than we can imagine. But let me assure you that it's great, and our God is faithful. Yes, Lord, yes, you're great. Yes, Lord.
The session is done, for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.